Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study in the book of James. The book of James is one of the most practical books in the Bible, filled with wisdom for everyday living. We are focusing today on James 1, verse 19, and we read there, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." That advice in that very simple and yet powerful verse of Scripture contains great nuggets for your life and can be applied to every relationship that you have. The first part, let every man be swift to hear, is what we're going to focus on today. Those words, swift to hear, could very simply be translated speedy to listen. Are you speedy to listen to others? Are you speedy to listen to your spouse, to your children, to those you work with, and those you encounter in everyday life? Or do you find yourself often, as many people do, filtering out what's being said to you while you prepare your response to what's coming at you? That's not a person who's being speedy to listen. Though we can speak at a rate 1/5 of what we can think, you can think 5 times faster than you can actually speak, we need to concentrate on what another person is saying in order to truly be people who are swift to hear or speedy to listen. It's much easier to feign attention to someone by nodding or saying yes, 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 or uh-huh, while you are actually thinking of some other thought or even thinking of the response that you want to give as soon as they take a breath. God calls us to be people who walk in love. And one of the greatest acts of love that you can have toward another person is to give them true, unrestrained attention to what they are saying. Many people hear the auditory experience of another person's words coming at them, and yet there's no true hearing or listening going on. In Matthew 13, Jesus talked about people who had that kind of way of listening, and he quoted out of the Old Testament when he said about people, the people that he was speaking to at that time, that they do, while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. He said, while hearing, they don't really hear, and they don't understand. He said about them that their ears had become dull, or their hearing had become dull, and they scarcely heard at all. Even though they stood with the rest of the crowd listening to Jesus teach, there were some in that crowd whose hearing had become dull. They were hearing the Messiah himself speak words of life, and yet hearing they did not even hear. And we don't want to be people who go through life hearing what our spouse says, or hearing what our children say, or hearing what others say in our lives, and yet really never hearing or understanding. God wants you to be a person who walks in love, giving unselfish attention to another as they speak to you. It's one of the highest compliments that you can pay to a person, to give the gift of your undivided attention. But so often people are preoccupied with their own thoughts, or in selfishness, they don't want to give their full attention to another person. And we see this in marriage very often, where a person will sit there reading the paper. The spouse will try to talk to the husband or to the wife, depending on the situation. And the other party will try to pretend that they're listening, when in actuality, the other person could have said, "I decided we should move to Siberia and I've put our house on the market." And the other person will have gone on, uh-huh, uh-huh, and not have a clue of what was just said. Understand that you act and walk in love when you truly listen to someone else, when you are speedy to listen, swift to hear what another person has to say. it's an interesting thing to consider that it is a high compliment to pay to someone to truly give your undivided attention and your honest desire to understand the other person. Proverbs 21:11 says, "The wise man learns by listening." You don't learn a thing by talking, you learn by listening. And if you have a true heart to be someone who enjoys relationships or pursues the development or the cultivation of relationships, whether it be with your husband or wife or with your children or with other people in your life, you're going to have to develop the art of being a listener or being swift to hear, speedy to listen to someone else. An interesting observation I made once was watching a young child, a little girl, who desperately wanted her daddy's attention. And the father was preoccupied reading a book. And though the child spoke continuously and jabbered away at the father, and the father made a vain attempt to sound like he was listening to the little girl eventually climbed up on his lap, took his face in her little hands, and said, "No, Daddy, listen." And that's the cry of the heart of your children, if you have children, that you really honestly listen to them and hear what it is that's coming from their tender little hearts. I observed a beautiful thing in my mother-in-law, who has only one grandson, which is our only child. And as our son was growing up, I thought it was the most beautiful and amazing thing that I had ever observed, how this woman, my mother-in-law, is able to give her honest and undivided attention to my son when they spent time together. In fact, it appeared to me that her purpose in asking questions and wanting to listen to what our son had to say when he was 10, 11, 12 years old was very simply just to enjoy him, just to enjoy his presence and what was on his mind and on his heart. Do you realize that listening to others, sometimes you can do that just to enjoy the other person? I often observed her going in his room, sitting down, and asking him questions about things I was absolutely sure she had no personal interest in, such as Soviet aviation of the World War II era, or the Russian language that he had just decided to pursue his own study of as a young teenager. And yet she would spend long periods of time asking questions and listening to him about these subjects. And I thought that was so amazing, because I personally had no interest in those subjects. And yet I observed a beautiful thing in this woman. She was swift to hear, or speedy to listen to, her grandson for the sheer purpose just to enjoy him. You can pursue listening to your spouse, your husband or your wife, your child, your grandchild, just to enjoy them. And you can do this by being someone who develops or cultivates the ability to be speedy to listen, or swift to hear, as James 1:19 would say it. Just to enjoy that other person. That will spark something in your marriage. If you've been married a long time, it's often observed that married couples will presume that they know what the other person is thinking or saying or what they're about to say. I will often cut off a conversation or interject or interrupt the other person because they're sure they already know what the other person is going to say. And Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and a shame to him." He who gives an answer before he actually hears or listens, it is folly and a shame to him. Do you want to improve your marriage? Do you want to spark it and cause it to come to life and regain some of the spark perhaps that you had in your earlier years? Then be a person who decides today, I am going to cultivate the ability and the art of being swift to hear, speedy to listen to my husband or to my wife. And don't give an answer or interrupt or give a response before you've honestly heard the person out and sought with all of your heart to be a listener, one who wants to understand what the other person is saying. Don't assume that you know or prejudge what the other person is thinking or where you believe the conversation is going. And another bit of advice to become a good listener or someone who's swift to hear, speedy to listen. Don't allow your thoughts to wander while you are listening to someone else. Don't allow your thoughts to go down another path while you're waiting for them to take a breath so that you can interject your thoughts. This is a vital bit of information that you need to become an excellent communicator. You have to become an excellent listener. And if you really want your marriage to stay alive, to become more fruitful, to become deeper and more intimate, be a good listener. It'll bless your spouse so much. I was driving with my son the other night, and he's just about to turn 18 years old. And I asked him to drive me somewhere one evening. And when we got home, I thanked him. Thank you so much for driving me over there. And he said to me, Mom, thank you for listening to me. And he had, during this very short drive, had poured out something that was on his heart as he had been praying about his future and his plans for college. And he had come up with a kind of a new idea of direction for himself that he felt was from the Lord. And as a mom, of course, I'm very interested in what is on his heart and what his future holds and what God has for him. And I told him I would listen with joy to hear what he felt God was saying to him. But instead of saying to me, you're welcome, when I said, thank you for driving me, he surprised me with his answer when he just responded, thank you for listening. People so value being listened to. Be a person who is a good listener. You will bless another person by your honest pursuit of being someone who's swift to hear. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.